Hello and welcome to our January Hours review here at DLRP Roundup. So, one of the things that we have on our website, and we've had since basically the first day that we started the website years and years ago, is the fact that we have our crowd calendars and our forecasts, so you can figure out when's going to be busy and when's not going to be busy during your trip to Disneyland Paris. We kind of offer it as a forward booking service so that you can kind of pick when's the best time to go. It's not perfect, but a little bit on how we do it. So we take the opening hours that Disneyland Paris publish. We download them from their official website using a format called JSON. We then take the file and we convert it into a human readable format. And then from the human readable format, we clash that with our wait times and the pricing for the Disneyland Paris hotels. And when we clash it in a 50-50 sort of split between wait time and season pricing from the price grids of the Disneyland Paris hotels, we come up with a projection on what the crowd forecast should be for a given day. So we are currently looking at January in 2019, which is obviously next month, and I'm hoping to do a little podcast every single month on the notable events, the seasons, and what's happened in Disneyland Paris, a little flavour of the crowds and when it's going to be busy and when it's not going to be busy. So this is our very first one. Please give us feedback on this, either if you're watching this on YouTube, drop it in the comments below. If you're listening to this in the podcast, please tweet us at DLRP Roundup. And if you're however else you've got, please just give us some feedback. We absolutely live for feedback. So the one thing that we're kicking off is the new year, 2019, which is sure to be an amazing year in Disneyland Paris, given the fact that we have a massive expansion underway and the first sort of movements will start happening for that. So if we take an early look at January 2019, which is now only 15 days away from when I record this podcast, we can see that it starts off the month with high crowds. As you'd expect, on January the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, this is kind of us getting out the road of the whole new year shebang, and that gives us a really, really busy time, almost peak time in Disneyland Paris. The hotels will be at their most expensive, and the parks will be very, very crowded. We can see from that the parks are opening quite early. So you're getting on the 1st, it's opening at 10 o'clock for the general public and 8:30 for extra magic hours, and staying open all the way till 10 o'clock at night. These are long hours for January, especially if you consider on the 31st there's a party in the park at night. So it's going to be a busy day overall in that park. EMH does exist the whole way through the month in both parks, which is a continuation of what's been happening in Disneyland Paris for a little while. And we can certainly see that EMH is going to continue on a two-park basis, which is kind of unique across the world because nowhere else sort of has that. So the opening times do remain from 9 o'clock in the morning most days up till 10 o'clock at night until we get into the second week of the park, where it dramatically drops. So from Sunday the 6th, and that's really our first time of having really low crowds. It is listed on the website as low crowds on Friday the 4th and Saturday the 5th. They will be lower than normal, however they will not be exceptional crowds. On Sunday the 6th, from around the mid-afternoon, it will start to get very, very quiet in Disneyland Paris. And then from Monday the 7th, we're going to have the lowest crowds in Disneyland Paris all year. And that is the transition week. So Monday the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th. I'm not entirely sure if it's inclusive, but anyway, up till the 12th. So certainly from the Monday to the Friday, it is the transition week. So there are 5 days of transition, and that's where they're going to pull down all the Christmas stuff. So Christmas does continue all the way up until Sunday the 6th, all the way up till the park closes at 9 o'clock on Sunday the 6th. And that's when Christmas gets ripped down. After they rip down Christmas on the 6th, it goes into Monday the 7th. So overnight they will get rid of it, all gets pulled out of hotels. And I'll probably do a blog post on this because we actually have some photos of this happening live. I was there for it happening 2 years ago. They will pull it all down and then we begin our transition week. Transition weeks are where they stage the park and get ready and put fixtures and fittings on for the next set of seasons. And it's historically, in January, the absolute quietest time to be at Disneyland Paris. So if you want to go for absolutely the lowest queues and the best time for having nobody else about, January the 7th all the way up to the 12th is a great time to go to Disneyland Paris. From the 12th though, this is where the fun begins, because our first season begins. Our first big event in Disneyland Paris begins on the 12th of January, and that is where we begin Star Wars Legends of the Force. So this is like our Season of the Force from last year. It will take place predominantly in the Walt Disney Studios with the nice projection show and such, and it begins on Saturday the 12th, and this is our Star Wars season, and it goes all the way on, so it goes on until March. So a fantastic, very early start. Very strange to see Disneyland Paris starting the season so quickly, but they are obviously wanting to improve their weaker months rather than having lots and lots of weak months. They're wanting to improve that. So it's great to see this starting off. And then that continues, so you get Saturday as well, Sunday the 13th, again very very low crowds, very low crowded weekend, great time to be there. The Monday again, although it's closing very early, the park's shutting at 6 o'clock, which is probably the earliest they can close because they need to run illuminations, and to run illuminations you need a dark sky. So you can see 6 and 6.30 closes that week, all the way up till the 17th, which is a Thursday, strangely. And that is the last day of very low crowds that we have on the calendar. And on that Thursday, the 17th, we're going to begin Pirates and Princesses, which is the fantastic season in the Disneyland Park, rather than the Walt Disney Studios. And it kicks off in the mid-January, which again is very, very early. But again, Disneyland Paris are obviously hoping to capitalise on the fact that there's cold weather and bring back one of their favourite two seasons in a bid to bring in the guests. So again, we can see from that weekend, we're starting to bounce back up. We're getting 8 o'clock, park closes again, 7 o'clock, and then we're back at 6.30 for the week after. So we can see that there's lots of interspersal of low crowds and very low crowds, depending on when you're there, and depending on what you're going to see. But we can see that the closing time's quite short park days there, and you can see that that continues all the way to the end of the month with very early park closes, but a lot happening in that time. So the reason they close the park early is because there aren't that many crowds at that time of night, and generally, because you're able to get so much more done because of the lower crowds, you're able to get done a little bit quicker, and opening the park is a massive expense for Disneyland Paris, so they want to save some money. But at the same time, there's plenty to be seen, because even if you are done in the park, you can go and see Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show, you can go and try some of the restaurants in the Disney Village, and you can certainly try your hotel bar, which will have entertainment. So a lot of people don't realise that most of the hotel bars have some form of entertainment on at some point or another. My favourite one is actually the Red Garter Saloon at the Hotel Cheyenne, that has a fantastic little piano in the corner that gets played. And especially when the park closes early, they make sure they've got that on. So please take advantage of your hotel and resort fun. And certainly if you're staying on site, you can go to the hotel pool. And if you're staying in one of the off-site resort with a pool, make sure you visit the pool, because most of the time these pools are open till 10 o'clock at night. So make sure you're doing that, and make sure if you are going, you are either getting the tail end of Christmas up till the 6th of January, which should be some fun. If you're going for a transition week, I know there's not a lot happening, but the key to transition week is you're getting pretty good availability on hours, and you're going to get on the rides without much hassle, given the fact that these rides are very, very empty, and the restaurants are very, very empty, so make sure you try out them, and you probably won't need very many reservations. And then from the 12th, you can get Star Wars Legends of the Force, followed by the 17th, which is Pirates and Princesses. I would imagine that from the 17th, that weekend, especially the 18th, 19th, and 20th, you're going to get quite busy crowds, because not much has been happening. A lot of the locals won't have been to Disneyland Paris since New Year, and there's two seasons that weekend. And two seasons starting that weekend, so that's the weekend of the 18th, 19th, 20th. I would say it's going to be busier than normal, and people are going to be in the parks. So, I don't know if you've enjoyed this, I don't know if it's useful, but anyway, my name is Graham, and that has been a roundup. Thank you, and goodbye.